Hello.
And welcome to the podcast.
Hey, quick point of note. Did you know, Ruby, that Lesser Known Unreal Animals is entering into the Australian Podcasting Awards this year?
Whoa, no, I didn't.
Yep. There's not really anything you can do other than we're just giving you a heads up. We're going for an award. So hopefully if things go really well, this will be an award-winning podcast. That'd be pretty exciting, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, shall we start this week? I believe that you've got a lesser-known unreal animal for us.
I do.
Okay, do you want to tell us the name?
It's called a Bunnocks.
A Bunnocks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, before we can do anything, I feel like just a couple of quick points of note. If you haven't left a review, please, I'm serious, leave a review because it actually boosts the podcast in all the different platforms and helps us get noticed by a few more people. And feel free to tell your friends. We'd love more people listening to it. So, and we'd love more people getting involved with Story Cubes. We just love Story Cubes for telling stories and learning how to storytell. And that's what this podcast is all about. So, Ruby, on that note, I've got the soundboard queued up again this week.
Whoa, so magical.
Shall we let our what run wild?
Let your imagination run wild! We've got a sheep.
Okay.
We've got a fountain.
Yes.
What else? It looks like a magnifying glass.
All right. A set of scales are in there as well. Looks like a sleeping person.
Yeah.
Castle tower, a bridge, an aeroplane, and a fish. All right, Ruby, tell me about a Bunnocks.
Well, a Bunnocks has a special power to camouflage into whatever colour it is. So let's say the Bunnocks was pink, it could camouflage into anything pink.
Wow. Okay. Very cool. It's incredible. What does a Bunnocks look like?
Well, a Bunnocks looks like a bunny, but it like glitches with blue and, well, it glitches with its colour.
Ah.
So it goes.
And it's a different colour.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Well, Ruby, take us to a magical world and tell me a story.
Well, if you want to travel to the land of the magical Bunnocks,
mm-hmm.
Where the Bunnocks live, they live in a tower.
Right, okay. So Bunnocks lives in a tower. Now, is that just because it likes to be up high and see the entire world?
No. It likes to get up high to scout for places is where it can hide.
Right.
And find its food, which of course it's the sheep wool.
It eats sheep wool.
Mm-hmm.
Sheep would really love that because if you don't shear a sheep, then it gets a really thick woolly coat and it's not good. So having Bunnockses around to eat wool is probably a handy thing.
Yep, but then we wouldn't have sweaters or jumpers or beanies.
Okay, so this is really just looking after wild sheep.
Yeah.
Okay, keep on going.
And, well, first of all, you'll have to bring a magnifying glass because the Bunnocks can are really, really fast.
Oh, of course. And so with a magnifying glass, you can slow things down to see them better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
And, you'll also have to bring a fish so that the Bunnocks will get distracted.
Ah, yes. I get distracted by fishes in fish tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just like to stare. Do you know?
Yeah, and that's what the Bunnocks like to do.
Right, okay. So we're going to find Bunnocks in a magical tower, but to get there, we need to have a magnifying glass that slows down time and a fish to distract the Bunnocks.
First of all, you'll have to travel by aeroplane.
Where to?
To?
Where in the world would you travel in an aeroplane to see Bunnocks?
You would travel to the old castle in France.
Ah, France has so many old castles. Okay.
Yes, but the one from where the Revolution King and Queen live.
Right, the French Revolution King and Queen's castle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we fly in a plane to France with our fish and our special magnifying glass. We arrive. Okay, what's the first thing that we need to know about finding this Bunnocks?
Well, it wa- when you go into the castle, you won't automatically see the Bunnicks. Mm-hmm. You'll have to find their fountain and drop one penny in there and make the wish that the magical door will open.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Yep. Okay. So I've made the magical wish. Now what happens? We go through the door.
And then a bridge opens over a river stream to the backside of the castle.
That's incredible. Through the fountain, over the stream, and then we find ourselves at the magical castle. Okay, tell me a bit more about the Bunnicks.
And to get into the actual castle, what you'll have to do is there shall be a snoring person on one side of a scale.
Okay. So the scale is now unbalanced. So do you have to balance the scale?
Yep. You have to balance it with one thing that you've brought.
The fish.
Yes, the fish.
Incredible. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Okay, so to recap, Bunnickses eat wool, which mm-hmm. is really good for wild sheep, and they live in castles in France. And the only way to get there is via plane, obviously, because we live in Australia, unless you lived in France, in which case you'd already be there. The thing is that when you get there, you're going to have to go to the fountain and make a magical wish, which will open a special passageway, which will lead across a bridge. And then eventually you'll come to the scales that will open the door to the Bunnicks' house. But to get through the scales, you'll have to put the fish that you brought with you, which was there to distract the Bunnicks.
Yep. So maybe you should bring two fish.
Okay. That's good to know. Well, team, if you ever run into a Bunnicks, be sure to give it some more. And if it does need some distraction, then bring a fish.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, that was another story about a lesser-known unreal animal. And we will see you again next week.
This is Ruby.
And I'm Duncan.
And we'll see you next time on Lesser Known Unreal Animals Podcast.
Woo!